They might want to DJ and spin and do all that, but the first time they get a motherfucker coming out of my first time, like, shit, I almost built my first big night out. It was DJing at this spot called Member, one of the biggest little high school party venues I had on the south side. I went to Member, went to my first battle. I get up there, and as the dude is talking, he takes the volume to the line 1 down.
Okay.
So I'm early in the game. I'm like 13, first battle and shit. So I had this shit just set up. I had a program mix for battle. So now I'm ready to play. He done turn the line down without telling me. He's talking to the crowd. As he's talking to the crowd, he don't turn the line back up.
Right.
I go up, I do my little intro. Hold on 1 second.
Right.
Yeah, like everybody got damn has their first screw ups, you know what I'm saying? First, second screw ups in the game.
Yeah.
Like yeah, like I told you, it happened to me. I got totally shut up in the
Yeah, my fault. So I get there, I'm all set up. I had an acapella to come in. This one song called Hey Oba.
Right.
That was coming in to play the acapella. Hey Oba.
That was the joint too back in the day.
Right. They don't even play it in Chicago. Oh, but wow. And so right after that, I go in, I'm about to slam in Pac Jam. Motherfucker volume thrown down. Boom.
Right.
Hey, I was young back in the day. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Right.
I'm looking, I done had the skills I have now. I'm really looking dumb as hell. I'm like, okay. Then old boy slides over. Oh, my fault, y'all. I turned the volume down. Y'all don't hold him accountable for that. We gonna go ahead and start all over. I had lost my element of surprise. My motherfucking confidence was crushed.
Wow.
Motherfuckers hit me with the old booze and shit. I'm waiting for the Sandman to come and start pushing me off stage.
Wow.
So instead of that, I started over. Like you said, and when I started over, I went through my mix. I got to about 3 songs.
Right.
Wasn't getting the reaction that I wanted to get. I just walked off the stage.
Wow.
With the record playing or not.
With the wow.
And if it was not for a DJ to this day, and he doesn't even know this story yet, named Lionel Floyd. He grabbed my wax because he was coming up behind me.
Right.
He knew me from the neighborhood scene.
Okay.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen. Okay,
we gotta have a seat right here because I always get everybody
Jackson.
Oh,
okay. And so when he comes, he grabs my wax, comes up to me, and go, "Hey, man, what's up, man? You left all your wax." I'm like, "Man, fuck that damn wax."
Damn. He left your records.
It's a story, but it's behind that too, because I had a set that I had done for like 3 weeks that I could do in my sleep. And the night before then, we get all my wax stolen at a party.
Wow.
All of my wax. So I had to scrounge around, get a few records here and there and there and there for that.
Right.
So I wasn't nowhere prepared, but I had a little enough to do my little set, I thought. Not the one I wanted, but just something to put. So now I'm tripping off. If I stole my wax out tonight, I can't come off. They'll sabotage me. I'm in front of one of the most prestigious crowds at the time.
Right.
I was just like, it's a rap.
Right.
You know, this is early. This is 13-year-old DJ talk.
Right.
13, 14-year-old. I'm like, it's a rap. And he just came to me and went, "Hey, man, huh, man? Where your wax?" I'm like, "Man, I don't want this. You can have it." He said, "No, man." He said, "What you doing?" He was like, "Just because you messed up there, man?" He's like, "Oh, man, I ain't got this wife." He's like, "That ain't nothing." He said, "That was your first," because I think he might, he has Lionel about maybe 2-3 years older than me.
Right.
I'm fine. Yeah. Probably. Maybe four tops.
Yeah.
And he had been in the game playing a couple more years for them. And he was like, man, don't let that shit get to you. He was like, this your first battle? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, fuck that shit, man. And this again, he said, I saw what dude did. He was more so focusing on what happened and turning the thing down. He said, I know that shit threw you off, but man, fuck that shit.
Okay.
Grab your wax. And then, and actually, I got a number right behind that because the chick told me with the wax and she just went, oh, you was one of the things, man. I was like, you ain't seen me up there? He was like, no, I just got here. So then
you was able to get the number for that's what's up.
Yeah, I made me a little lemonade. And since then I kept going. But I have known people in my lifetime that have ran across that adversity and just folded. Just like, nah, I ain't spending no more, I'm not this and I'm not that. You know, it's something you gotta love. Not, you know, if you just want it for the glamour.
The glamour, you know, just to get females and all that. Yeah, nah, hell no. You ain't gonna last.
Look, like I got a post on my page still probably says I was a DJ before it was cool to be a DJ.
I got that same post.
Because it wasn't when I first showed here. It wasn't cool to have to carry 4, 5 to 12 crates, depending on how you was trying to come off that night. Heavy ass turntables, mixes. And back then, everybody had to have a flight cake.
Right. Gosh.
Muffins and shit.
Right.
And, you know, it was a dirty game back then. It was some backbreaking work.
Hey, well, listen. Anybody that I grew up with will tell you I was trying to be a rapper.
Uh-huh.
In the late 80s, early 90s, the thing to be was the rapper. That the DJs started the game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The history is the DJ started it, and the MC that was like, throw your hands in the air, right. He became the rapper. And then as rap went on, the rapper became more prominent than the DJ, but the DJ was the most. The DJ is what started the party. No DJ, no party.
None.
You know, like.
And the rappers was actually boosting up the DJs. The DJs was getting the rappers for sound bites and different stuff, so they can have just to enhance their music.
Right.
It just so happened that they got a lucky bounce.
I like the fact that there were DJs that was able to have their own spotlight because, like, as the rap game blew up and the rappers became more prominent, the DJs were able to at least, you know, say they was able to showcase the rappers and put out the mixtapes and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or so far as house music was concerned, it's like everybody was, you know, throwing their parties, and you had to keep that vibe to keep people on the floor. You know? So, yeah, man, but yeah, I get to what you're saying. Like, back in the days, like...
dirty game.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting, and I said all that to say this, I'm waiting on Mark to get out here and do his thing and assume that he can go there with an internet setup.
Right.
And go and stream some parties. Because it's going to crash.
Right.
He's going to walk into a building and get a bad, nasty internet signal.
Right.
He's going to. There's no
doubt. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. If he's trying to play, instead of having something on a hard drive or a thumb drive, you just strictly streaming, you try to stream off of Spotify, oh, yeah, you going to get a bad awakening.
I hope that I'm there when it happens.
Oh, wow.
So I can help him.
Right.
So
yeah, he might walk off the stage like you did when you was 13 years old, talking about keep the equipment.
Try to slide. What did you say?
He's gonna mess around and he's gonna walk off the stage, talk about, y'all just keep my controller, man, I quit.
Yeah,
keep my controller in my laptop, I quit. Plus, in the age, how old is the dude?
Oh, no, Marky, our age, he's about 40. Hold on. I'm about to be 50, so Marky about to be 49.
Okay, I like to say, if he was like one of these millennial cats, he'd be like, man, keep that laptop and controller. He's sitting his ass. Nowadays, he's sitting his ass. You gotta put them on suicide watch. They got their bomb out.
Yeah.
We're going to say, but.
It sounds like shit. Motherfucker.
Man, all these two stories, I got two of those stay up today.
I was like trying to